Today is Monday, the 1st of July, in the 13th week of Ordinary Time. The community of Teze sing Christe Lux Mundi. O Christ, light of the world, whoever follows you will have the light of life. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Now when Jesus saw great crowds around him, he gave orders to go over to the other side. A scribe then approached him and said, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Another of his disciples said to him, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Follow me, and let the dead bury their own dead."
It seems a strange thing for Jesus to say, "Let the dead bury their dead." What do you think he means? That there is something more important than family ties? That following him is the way to real life? How does this all sit with you? Thank you. Jesus also speaks here of the cost of discipleship. He invites us to follow him, but he is not promising an easy ride. Instead, he seems to be saying, "Follow me, and I promise it will be tough." How do you feel about this challenging invitation? As this short passage is read again, imagine the scene with you in it, perhaps in the place of the scribe, what it feels like to speak these words to Jesus and to hear his reply.
Now when Jesus saw great crowds around him, he gave orders to go over to the other side. A scribe then approached him and said, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Another of his disciples said to him, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Follow me, and let the dead bury their own dead."
"I will follow wherever you go." Are these words you want to speak to Jesus now in response to his challenge? Perhaps you would choose different words. Whatever it is you want to say, speak to the Lord who is listening to you now. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end. Amen.